This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Humans by nature are looking for a quick fix. You will see often people want to go on a diet that is simple, easy, not drastic, and they want maximum results. Person comes into the corporate world, he wants to generate revenue and become wealthy overnight. Person wants to read one prayer, one dua, and earn Jannah. There is no quick fix. But Islamically, we are blessed with certain moments, occasions, and instances. If we exploit it objectively, we can have great returns. And one such night is the 15th night of Sha'ban. The hadith has been recorded by Abu Tha'laba Khushani radiallahu anhu and declared authentic by the scholars of hadith. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. When it is the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses His special mercies on His creation, فَيَغْفِرُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and forgives the believers. وَيَتْرُكُ أَهْلَ الضَّغَائِنِ وَأَهْلَ الْحِقْدِ بِحِقْدِهِمْ. However, those who harbor rancor, jealousy, antagonism, hatred, dislike in their hearts, their forgiveness is put on hold. So this is my appeal to you, my brother, and this is my appeal to you, my sister. Let not this night slip without you cleansing your heart, without you forgiving the brother who has offended you, and without you seeking forgiveness from the one whom you have offended. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, "Man nala minni, whoever has offended me, I have unconditionally forgiven him. A'ara mu'awwiqa mu'minin yawm al-jaza, aw hal asu'u Muhammadan fi ummatihi." I do not want to appear before Allah on the day of Qiyamah to discover that one person's entry into Jannah has been suspended because I have not forgiven him. And even if that's not the case, I do not want to be the cause of bringing grief and sadness and sorrow to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive your brother and you've brought happiness to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Forgive your brother, it might be the catalyst of earning your forgiveness. Someone said in the Urdu language, "Jab hum chote the, to bhool jate the, to log hume kehte the, yaad rakhna seekho." When we were kids, we used to forget. And then people used to tell us, "You must be responsible. You must learn to remember." Bare ho gaye to har baat yaad rehti hai. Ab log hume kehte hai, bhoolna seekho. Then we grew up and now we started recalling everything and we register everything and we keep it in our archives. Now we've been reminded, forgive and forget, forgive and forget.